Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thursday was media day for the Eagles assistant coaching staff. And along the way, we had a chance to talk to both offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur and defensive coordinator Bill Davis. Now, for Shurmur, his second time around here in Philadelphia, it offers a different look at an offense, a different way of doing things. And the question, of course, was posed to Shurmur in many ways. Who's the starting quarterback? And more importantly, in the big picture, what kind of offense will the Eagles run when the regular season begins in September?
Well, we hope. You know, you're seeing an offense that is extremely effective running the ball and throwing the ball. That's what we're hoping to do. And I think, again, people are trying to paint this that, you know, what Chip did in college and say it's this and it won't do that. And I don't think that's the case. He's very effective running the football. It was a no-huddle-based offense. And he was also very effective passing the ball. So we'll see.
As for Davis, the Eagles insist that the defense will look like a hybrid scheme, at times a 3-4 front, at times a 4-man down front. Davis understands the media and the fans want to know, but the fact is the Eagles will present multiple looks, not only from game to game, but from play to play.
And really, guys, what we're doing here is we're taking that wide 9-4-3, and we're moving in the direction of the 3-4. But where we stop is yet to be determined by the players we have. We're not eluding the question, and I'm not trying to, but that really is the facts of maximizing the players that we have and what they do best. Now, right now in this phase, it's no padded phase, so we get to test them on all the different movement things and different positions. And then sometime during training camp, you know, the system's in place. And everybody out there has a system that runs 4-down, 3-down. You know, they just have them in place. So you use them at different times, and how much we use any of them will dictate, A, who we're playing and what the offense is we're trying to stop that week. And first and foremost, who our guys are and what they do best.
On Thursday, we also had a chance to sit with quarterback Matt Barkley in our Xfinity studio, and the fourth-round draft pick excited with the progress he's made in the month he's been an Eagle, understanding that it takes a long, long time to develop into a quality NFL quarterback. Barkley said he's spending 14-hour days at the NovaCare Complex, and so far, things are great being an Eagle.
I love being part of this community, this franchise. I mean, these teammates and coaches are the best I've been a part of, and I've yet to really dive into the city. I'm looking forward to once I get some free time to really explore it.
Make sure you tune in on Tuesday to Eagles Live. We have the complete Barkley interview for you then. He says a lot of interesting things about his early development as a Philadelphia Eagle. I'm Dave Spadaro. I want to thank you for joining us on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.